off a good day. I didn't have to use my AK because I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day would be a sad one.
There he is. Streaming live video at DougStephan.com. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's Wednesday. Jack Stockwell joins us in just a moment. I wanted us to get into the motivation mode, if you will, because I always find the interesting thing about life is that we make choices. We all have choices to make. And so Richie was teasing me a little bit earlier when I said what I did about Herman Cain suggesting that the gay lifestyle was a choice. I don't know that I put that sort of thing into category. I think what you do with how you live and what you are, what your makeup is, I think that's a choice. I think you can choose. Jennifer had mentioned earlier, if you didn't hear it, the coming out of some actor. I don't remember what his name is, but he was in Lost.
He was in Heroes.
In Heroes, sorry.
And then he was the bad guy in Heroes, and then he was also Spock on the latest Star Trek movies.
His choice was to tell people that he was gay. Don't believe that it was a choice. But you know what? You get into these discussions and they go nowhere. It just is interesting because the word choice was my word of the day today, and I wasn't expecting it to come. I wasn't thinking about it in those terms. I was thinking about it in terms of what you buy, for example. You choose to buy a particular car. You choose to buy a particular type of clothing.
You choose to be healthy or not.
You choose to be healthy or not. And that brings us around to Jack Stockwell being here. Thank you, Richie. The discussion of DHA, omega-3, fish oil, that sort of thing. I have two or three different sources, Jack, in front of me. And I thought we ought to, from your perspective, Jack is a well-known NUCA practitioner, NUCCA, chiropractic done specially focusing on the neck up. I mean, on the neck up, on the shoulders up. The neck is where the important work is done from Jack's perspective, but involving himself in other areas that may be considered homeopathic, they may be considered New Age. I mean, the terms are gobbledygook. And the point is, what do you know? How can we pass it along to help people? What choices can we present to you so that you make up your own mind? You decide whether this makes sense for you. I know for me, as soon as Ken Kronhaus and Jack both have talked about the DHA omega-3s and talked about them glowingly. So here's how I know you're right. I saw an ad in a magazine, ad headline, Jack, too much fat in your blood. I'll hold this up for the camera. Richie, you can probably see this if you're watching the streaming video of the Doug Stephan Good Day Studio. You can see me.
The big blue bottle.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Too much fat in your blood.
Watching it too, Jack. So here, too much fat in your blood. This is a new, quote-unquote, FDA-approved medication made from omega-3 fish oils. A medication, which means it costs you three times more than the same stuff at the health food store. So this underscores sort of the path that we're on, talking about the brain. I mean, I don't know what else omega-3s do for you. I know I'm concerned about my brain and keeping it as healthy as possible. But I wondered, just observationally, Jack, this is something you kind of get a kick out of. I laugh at this because these are the same people that want to shut down the supplement business, not because it's bad for you, but because they want to make it into a drug so they can make three times as much money.
Well, precisely. Anything that they find that works,
right,
there's got to be some little nuance, some little twist they can throw into it to patent it.
Yep.
And then when they patent it, they got to get rid of the competition.
Right.
And you can't patent food, but if you could twist it a little bit and make it some kind of a unique combination out of your laboratory, you can make more money.
And that's all it is, by the way, is food. Fish oil from salmon that are in their natural surroundings. I guess they're the best source of this. Where else can you get? What other natural ways can you get?
Well, flaxseed oil.
Flaxseed
oil is very high in DHA. EPA goes along with it. Anytime you hear the word essential for amino acid, essential for a fatty acid, it's something that must come in through the diet, something the body requires that it does not make. Most of the fatty acids that are required for life, the human body makes itself.
Yeah.
Most of the amino acids the body will make. The essential ones must come in through the diet. And the reason why you have to have a diet source of DHA or EPA is that they're very fragile oils. And outside of their own initial environment, whether in a plant or whether in fish oil, will immediately deteriorate as soon as it's exposed to the ambient oxygen.
In capsules. But isn't it these recommendations that I've heard, is the latest was this fellow, Dr. Alberto Violdo, who said DHA, and that's what we, it seemed to me there was a study that Ken talked about 4 or 5 months ago that got us thinking about DHA because the EPA omega-3s were supposedly connected to a propensity for prostate cancer. Maybe.
Oh, not normally processed DHA coming from an animal or plant.
No, EPA, there's two different kinds of omega-3s, the DHA and the EPA.
Oh, and the EPA.
Yeah.
They're so close together that, you know, they function essentially the same way. They're both essential to nerve system function.
Do you think that people, when they come into your clinic, in Salt Lake City or in St. George, Utah, do you think that they know what the results of their blood tests are? Do you think they know what their cholesterol level is?
It's interesting you mention that because just yesterday, a lady, Kathy, just brought me her recent blood work. And the thing that bothered her was that everything was normal.
Yeah.
And she,
why would that bother you?
Well, because she usually has... She didn't bother me.
No.
It bothered her because she usually has abnormal blood work.
No.
And a lot of patients will do this now. A lot of patients will bring it to me because I'll sit there and actually explain it to them. What usually happens from the person that provided them that test, and I used to do these tests all the time until I got just too busy to do it. I just send them off to somebody else to get this work done.
Yeah.
But everything was normal. But to me, it wasn't normal. Her cholesterol was entirely too low.
Mm-hmm.
What
does it mean to have... What's the number that you think you deem is too low? And the combination, the LDL and the HDL, we now break it down so that we need to have a knowledge of both of those and what the total is in order to be effectively healthy, yes?
Well, that's true. But remember, there's no connection between elevated cholesterol and heart disease.
I know you've said that many times.
Yes. I mean, there's plenty of evidence to prove that that's the case in the positive direction. There's no evidence. There's no evidence out there. There's no real conclusive tests to show that elevated cholesterol has anything.
But what about if you break down the cholesterol into HDL and LDL?
Well,
having not enough HDL, the good cholesterol, is not good for you.
That's primarily a nutritional thing that gives you an imbalance between the HDL and the LDL.
Mm-hmm.
The HDL being the good stuff, the LDL being the bad stuff. If you want to bring those numbers back into a normal margin for both of them so that you raise the HDL, you lower the LDL, you've got to get the sugar out of your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Your body will opt for sugar for its energy source anytime the sugar is present.
All right. Let me use myself as a guinea pig.
All right.
I am a sweet fan. I like chocolate, ice cream, cakes, things like that. I don't have other vices when it comes to what I eat, but I do like that stuff. And I wonder, that's the first time I ever heard that sugar was connected to not enough
elevated
HDL.
Fat.
So yeah. I'm wondering if I stopped eating the things that I like. I mean, I'm not sitting here all day long. If I did, I'd look like a blimp. But I do have a sweet tooth. So I'm wondering if people like me, if you love sweets like I do, if you cut that out, does that automatically mean that your HDL, the good cholesterol, is going to go up?
Your body will start using fat for its energy when it can't get sugar for its energy.
Hmm.
It prefers the sugar as its source because it has oxygen wrapped up in the sugar molecule. Fat doesn't. So fat takes a little bit longer to release the energy inside of it than sugar does.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can keep, and this has been substantiated, volumes, if you can keep your daily intake of carbohydrates, sugar, to 60 grams or less, you will see your HDL climb and the LDL start
to
climb.
And you also see your weight go down if you need to lose
weight. You'll see your weight go down, absolutely.
Because your body will burn that fat instead of the sugar.
It'll go for the fat. And the reason why it likes the fat for an energy source is because it's a consistent, long release of energy. Sugar is like a sine wave. It's up and down and up and down. You have to keep pumping sugar into the system to keep your energy levels going. Mid-morning snacks, afternoon snacks, soft drinks, M&Ms, some kind of candy, when that's your energy source to keep it going. When you can convert over to fat, not only do you lose weight, not only does your brain work better, your skin look better, youth start to return to you, but you get a continual release of energy throughout a 24-hour period. It's like a slow-burning furnace instead of throwing fire on the or gasoline on the fire every 20 minutes.
So I can get a six-pack. I can get six-pack abs. By getting rid of Three Musketeers. That is it.
Yeah.
That's it. There it is in a nutshell. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website. He has wonderful stories of his patients there. You want to really read some wonderful stories about successes, check out the success stories at jackstockwell.com.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell.
Good character makes trust possible. Trust makes strong relationships possible. Strong relationships make teamwork possible. As you recruit people to your team, look for character. A friend of mine likes to say, good people are found, not changed. He also told me he came across a slogan from a company stating, we don't teach people to be nice, we simply hire nice people. That's not just a clever shortcut, it's also good leadership. If you hire people expecting to change a person's character, you're liable to be very disappointed. So when you're recruiting, don't just look for good talent, look for good character too. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. When I'm here to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup, an extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
She thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on.
There is Jennifer, and we have Kenny Chesney here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the Clinton concert on Sunday night, a lot of interesting performances, including Kenny Chesney, who used to be married to Renee Zellweger.
That's right.
9 months of happiness.
Well, I want to tell you something. I saw a picture of him with one of the most attractive women, and I don't know who, nobody knows who this woman is.
Oh, it's his longtime girlfriend. They've been together a while.
Right, longtime girlfriend. She was around.
The blonde, are you talking about?
Oh, my God, what a good-looking woman this is.
And nobody knows who she is?
No, not
really. He's been dating her for a long time?
The rumor is that he is like Zachary Quinto and might be into boys, but
right.
Really? I don't know.
That's why they say Renee Zellweger left him.
Her name is Grace Potter.
Oh, and, yeah.
No, I know Grace. I go see Grace Potter in concert all the time.
Right. It's, I think.
They're not dating. They just did a duet together.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Grace is one of my New Orleans faves.
What about introducing me to her?
I think she violates the younger than your daughter rule.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but she's from your area. She's from Vermont.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That girl can rock, man. Woo.
Really?
Oh, she can rock.
Yeah. All right, so Kenny Chesney is, I don't want to, you know what, I'm so tired. Somebody said something to me yesterday about a guy who lives in the neighborhood, and it was a reference to his sexuality. I'm so turned off by people.
Oh, man, you're all on this
talk
today.
About, I know, because it's just so, it's childish and it's moronic. It's foolishness. Anyway, we got enough things. Why are we not all on the same page trying to help save America?
Keep away from the shiny penny. Come on, let's move on with the story.
Yeah, anyway, thank you. So we're focused on the Clinton concert performances. One of them, Kenny Chesney. Another one is Bono, who performed Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Oh. Tell me that. I would have got that. That was great.
Apparently there was an adorable, small, red-haired girl with him. He put his arm around her. And just really kind of, it was a warm time, apparently. Bono, everybody wants to know who this little girl was. The performance most people were worried about was the Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I heard
song.
She asked Bill if he liked Poker Face, and he about fell out of his chair. Oh, wait a minute. No. Yes,
well, she changed the lyric line of some song, and I'm not sure which one it was. For those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, this is the concert, A Decade of Difference, a concert celebrating the years of William J. Clinton Foundation, which was streamed live on Yahoo. She had a special message. There was some worry about what she was going to sing. because she's pretty unpredictable. But she had a message for Hillary at the concert. Quote, sit back down where you belong in the Oval Office with those high heels on. In other words, she paid tribute to her running for the presidency. And how many of us wish that were the case, that she was in the White House instead of who's there now? Anyway, it was his 65th birthday celebration as well, even though the party didn't... He turned 65 in August, I think. She had the big blonde hair. There's a great picture of her with Chelsea backstage. I don't know if any of you have seen that. It was widely circulated. Anyway.
She changed the lyrics from Bad Romance to Bill Romance.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Probably worried about that a little. All right, so do we have time for the... No, we don't have time for the ladies from The View. There was an interesting conversation. I like The View and the ladies and what they talk about. And
apparently she dropped the F-bomb when talking to him.
Lady Gaga, the F-bomb on Clinton?
To Clinton.
Well, he was very... he was very uncomfortable. You could tell by looking at the pictures of him, he was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and
for a
said,
cool Arkansas guy... He was pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, she was all over him. She was saying, you and I, and all this kind of stuff.
Perfect. So. All right, 28 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the American Academy of Pediatrics is discouraging parents from letting children younger than 2 watch TV. The group's research finds a correlation between watching television and language development problems. Not surprisingly, actually interacting with your children has a stronger impact on their development. In other news, Ford's voice-activated technology, Sync, is getting an upgrade that will read you text messages while you drive. Sync is available on many older Ford vehicles and will be installed on almost every 2012 model. Unfortunately, the text-to-speech feature doesn't yet have support for the iPhone. And finally, Motorola announced what it's calling the world's thinnest smartphone, the Droid Razr. The almost quarter-inch thin phone is made for abuse with a Gorilla Glass screen, Kevlar fiber back, and splash guard protection from moisture. The 4G LTE Razr will be available for Verizon pre-orders starting October 27th. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from OneMain Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready to take a walk, Dad?
Yes.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Formerly City Financial, offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't be here. No woman will be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones' InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. I have to now get back to radio talk because the farm talk's over, Richie. I don't know if you were listening to Edgar and I.
Jennifer and I were listening to you, and then I had to mute you so that we could have an actual conversation that didn't involve
what we were going
to
do.
The ball bearings in the tractor, chopping corn and some cow.
Calves.
Yeah. We're going to move six cows here and 12 right. cows over
That's
there.
That's what we're going to do. And we're having brucellosis tests today. Big stuff on the farm.
What is that?
Brucellosis tests? The young calves get a test to make sure that they are free of brucellosis.
Do they use a number two pencil?
What is brucellosis?
Brucellosis is a very rare disease that causes tuberculosis. And it doesn't, you know, it's sort of one of those old throwbacks to that was the day when, because TB doesn't really exist anymore. The mice do anything. I think there are some places on the planet that have had a few cases in the last 10 years or something. But it's a form of, a bacteria that you, it's a virus, sorry, a virus. Mm-hmm. Vaccinate against it even though it's not prevalent. There are newer bugs around, stronger bugs around frankly, there are no tests for really, and there are no antidotes for.
Or anecdotes.
Or anecdotes either, yeah, exactly. So, Edgar's been gone for 3 days. So
yeah, you talk about these old school viruses.
Yes.
They're going around. Do you hear that, where was it where they had the earthquake last year? There was,
Washington?
No. The island.
No, that was this year. Yeah. No, last year it was Haiti.
Haiti,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a disease going on there that's just spreading all over the place, and apparently it spread through the water supply.
Well,
and how it got on the island is an aid worker who had come to help after the earthquake.
Yeah, here's how those things.
That one person.
Yep.
And 6,000 people died this year.
Yeah, bingo. And the other thing that happens in earthquakes or in circumstances where the earth is moved, there are a lot of things in the soil in the earth that are dormant. We found this out when I rebuilt the pastures down the street at the other farm 3 years ago. We stripped all the loam off of three of the pastures.
Are we back to farm talk?
Brought in, yeah, just for a minute. Because it back, no, but it backs up what Richie is saying. I'm giving you this.
It's about how disease spreads.
It is amazing when you stir. There's a lot of things that are dormant in the soil, and it, not just on the farm, but wherever. And so we stripped all the loam. We brought in fill, and then we put the loam back again on top of the fill so that we created about 8 or 9 more acres of usable pasture by
loam,
doing it.
Loam is dirt, by the way, the topsoil.
Loam, what I say?
Yes.
Yeah. You did, but
you're right.
Yeah. Until 2 years ago, I never knew what loam was. So.
Okay, I taught you that.
Just in case there's other people just as stupid as I am.
No, you're not stupid, Richard.
Yeah, not
at any
anymore.
Rate, the...
now I'm smart.
Yes, you are. The fact that the things that are in, there are various coccidias, there are various bacteria.
You can't say that on radio.
Coccidia?
Not allowed.
No. And depending on the immune system of the animal, older cows are exposed to all kinds of things, salmonella, coccidia, and those sorts of things, E. coli, and they don't get them if they have a healthy immune system. The animals that get them, much like the problems that you hear when we had, there was it 2 weeks ago, there was a listeria outbreak because of cantaloupes. That affects not you and me because we are healthy and our immune system is good.
It's just the
older people, infirmed, young babies that haven't developed their immune system get exposed to these things. And the calves are the same way. The young calves, even though we give them colostrum and they have strong immune systems pretty much from the get-go, we rarely lose a calf here. The average on dairy farms is about 10%. I'm very proud of the work that Georgette, who is Edgar's wife, and he do raising these calves. But they still get exposed to coccidia. We messed up. We moved all that stuff around, and some of the younger animals with weaker immune systems got infected. They didn't die. We had to, you know, we had to fix them. But that's the kind of stuff, Richie, going back to Haiti, when you stir up anything that's in or under the surface of the planet, there are all kinds of things that have been there, and many of them lay dormant for decades, centuries,
well,
and then they come back again.
The thing that really, it's cholera, by the way, in Haiti.
Cholera.
Thank you. Cholera, yeah, yes.
That too.
The thing that really is fascinating to me is that because of our ability, the people of Earth and the animals of Earth, to move more than we ever have before, that we are able to spread these diseases. And because we grow food that then gets shipped all over the world, that we were able to spread diseases. Because if that food is raised to be eaten and purchased locally, we don't have these kinds of problems. And it, you know, and then you think of little things like bed bugs. Look at New York City and the problem that they have with bed bugs because of all the international travelers they have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I heard yesterday the way to fix bed bugs, the way to get rid of them is to freeze them.
Yeah, cold.
Oh, yeah, you open up the windows.
Yeah. Well, not only that, there's apparently some product you can use and put into the room.
Sure, a refrigerant or something like that.
It freezes the thing, and it kills the baby. It kills the worms. I'm sorry. It kills the bugs and their eggs.
Is anybody else itching right now?
Yeah.
Another thing to do is to take double-sided tape and put it around the feet of your bed. Because they tend to climb up the feet and they'll get stuck on the tape. It's kind of on the same idea of putting sticky tape around trees.
A mouse trap,
the gypsy gypsy moth caterpillars do the same thing. You put sticky tape around the bark of the tree.
Yeah.
So you do that with the bed.
This show is so incredible.
Take a tip from a New Yorker.
Tell everybody what we had intended to talk about here.
Well, we haven't. We'll still do that now. Dr. Cantle joins us about 5-6 minutes for his daily update. I want to talk to him about this new drug that we are talking about that's basically DHA, but it's become a drug. We start the day not knowing what to expect. That's the best way. You don't know what your day is going to be about. Sometimes if you have a job that's fairly predictable, okay, maybe you've got your life, you know, you're going to watch this television show and you're going to eat this for dinner, yada, yada. If your life is predictable, it's usually not as interesting as if your life isn't. And that's one of the reasons that we like doing this radio program, because it is not predictable. And that's what people say when they are surveyed as to what the value of the program is. Never know what we're going to talk about next.
I don't even know how we got into that last 7-minute conversation that we had no intention of having.
Because we were talking about farm stuff and disrupting.
Oh, you were talking about farms with Edgar during the break.
That's exactly. And brucellosis. And you want to know what that was, and I told you, and yeah.
He's a nice man, you get brucellosis.
You know, when you go to too many Springsteen concerts, that's what you get. You get brucellosis.
Very good. All right, this guy is not performing much anymore. He was very popular for a long time. If you go to DougStefan.com today, the story actually been making the rounds. Harry Belafonte has a new book and a new HBO documentary. Apparently, he's been working very hard because as he was about to begin a televised interview the other day, he fell asleep. You can see that video.
His new autobiography. Harry Belafonte joining us live this morning from New York. Hey, good morning, Harry.
And there he is. They have him on the split screen.
And he's sleeping?
And he's asleep.
Harry? Yeah. Yes. Wake up. Okay. This is your wake-up call, Harry.
There's nothing.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
She didn't have any luck.
We are going. He's meditating.
So they go away from him on the split screen where he's totally just laid back in a chair.
We might wake. He's okay. He is okay. Dave.
He's alive.
He's okay.
The daylight hasn't come on.
He's 84 years old.
So then they go out to the rest of the sports guy and the co-anchor and all that stuff, and they're like, oh, we're really upset. We wanted to talk to him, and they're just trying to vamp because they had 2 or 3 minutes to fill.
Yeah.
Now, he was totally in that chair with his arms folded and just kind of laid back and just out.
So his publicist said there was a problem with the cue from the
with
anchors,
the talk back, yeah.
With the talkback, and but yeah, his eyes were closed.
That's, and kind of knowing how this works, that's how I totally read it too. Like he thought, okay, I have 3 or 4 minutes to my next one. I'm just going to relax during the
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's
still
kind of
funny.
It's very funny.
Right, it is. Absolutely.
Well, let me tell you something. He's getting plenty of chatter today about him and his
about
book.
About his book, yep. So. Okay, also at DougStefan.com today, because of our poll and a couple of elements, the video of the day is the best. Richie, you got to watch this.
I haven't seen it. Let me go
the
see.
The best costume for Halloween that you have ever seen. It's a Transformer costume. And this is transformed. All I can tell you is when you look at it, at first I thought, ooh, this is ugly. And then you watch what happens. I give you a clue as to what happens. He's doing this performing at a Chevrolet dealership.
Oh, I've seen this.
Have you seen it?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. It's a guy dressed in a Transformer. I mean, he looks like the Bumblebee character from Transformers.
Yep.
And he can actually make his costume
Camaro
into the car and back.
Yeah, becomes a Camaro.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
No CGI, no green screen.
It's a guy on the front steps of the, right in front of the car dealership, on the sidewalk in front of the car dealership.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Okay, also at DougStefan.com, the story of an owner of a haunted house here in Massachusetts who apparently is at war with another haunted house that opened up across from him in the same mall. Marshall Tripoli is the owner of the Nightmare Factory, which has been open year-round at a mall in Salem, which is where the witches were. His conflict is with the Witch Mansion, which opened up in the same mall. Apparently, a worker at the new attraction attempted to trip one of his actors while he was walking down the mall in a straitjacket.
Just a normal day in Massachusetts. Good job,
story.
And it all worked out well until the chainsaw that he was carrying fell and chopped off the guy's foot.
Yeah. Well, they were shouting insults. And, one ghoul is on one side of the mall, the other ghoul is on the other side of the mall yelling at each other. So the police had to show up. And
it was ghoul on ghoul action.
Yeah, right. So the guy who owns the Witch Mansion said the incident was a result of poor visibility. He couldn't see. The actor couldn't see anything because he had his mask on.
You couldn't scare my grandmother. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, so it looks like more silly stuff. That's what happens. Anyway, the poll today, are you planning to dress up for Halloween? A, of course, we do it every year.
You want something really scary? Bring your old girlfriend in here.
Decided I'm going to go as yet. C, I doubt it. I have to work. D, no Halloween is for children. E, why wait? I'm in costume right now. All right.
Your mother scares me. That scares me.
Calm down, will you, please? Dr. Ken will
be
here.
Fun.
With or without his Halloween costume in just a moment on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
All right, 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our medical expert, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here every day with his daily dose of important medical developments. Discussion of DHA. You and I first had this conversation, Ken, I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago. Remember we had, one of the studies that you quoted suggested that EPA forms of omega-3 might contribute to men having prostate cancer. And so we decided to recommend to people that if you're taking omega-3s, which is a good thing to do, you use the DHA omega-3, right?
Okay.
You don't agree?
Yes.
You remember that, sir?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So here comes a new drug, and it's called Lovaza. Have you seen the ads for this?
Oh, Lovaza is not a new drug.
It's not?
Been out for several years.
We use for
a triglyceride elevation. It's the highest grade of fish oil available. It's only available by prescription, grams a day, and it's indicated.
So why is it approved for...
Triglycerides greater than 500.
Okay. So why would this be, here's a very expensive drug, why would it not be just as effective to take 4 omega-3 DHA fish capsules, a lot less expensive?
Well, you know, I don't want to be your daily pharmaceutical rep, but, you know, you talk to the manufacturers and they will, you know, tell you why it's the highest grade, the purest. It has blah, blah, blah.
It's put the drug companies in business and put the supplement companies
Let's talk
out.
About the medical news.
You'd like that. This is what I mean. Whenever I'm going down a street, Ken doesn't want to get anywhere. Okay.
No, but I mean,
take a left.
We're not going to help the public bashing the Lovaza because it's a great drug.
Well, I don't want to bash Lovaza. I just want people to know that the drug companies would be happy to put the supplement companies out of business so that they can do...
Well, no, they don't, because everyone, I think that everyone, the American Heart Association agrees everyone should take a gram of fish oil a day, but the drug companies are not saying to take Lovaza. Lovaza is only indicated for triglycerides greater than 500. That's it.
Really?
So there's room for everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Come on, there's an incredible vaccine that's available.
You want to talk about that first?
Yes, this is huge news.
Big news.
Malaria, huge worldwide problem. New England Journal of Medicine this morning announced that a vaccine, the first ever for malaria, halves the infection rate in young children. This is great hope. It's a preliminary report. I don't usually report on preliminaries, but this is a huge advance.
How is malaria a problem for people in our country?
Well, you travel, it's a parasite that's spread by a mosquito.
Yeah.
You travel anywhere in this world, you're at risk.
Really? So you'd only have this if you're traveling. You wouldn't have it if you were here.
Well, you don't get it in America, but, you know, you go to Africa. Yeah. You go to
Sahara. Be handy to have over there.
I'm sorry?
It'd be handy to have over there.
Oh, my gosh. It would be life-saving.
Is Facebook changing our brains?
Amazing. Proceedings of the Royal Society B, not making this up. The more friends you have, the more gray matter you have in your brain. But just take it easy with the Facebook.
Wait a minute. I got 1,400 friends on Facebook.
I got 2,000.
Let's measure that.
So, Richie, your brain's better than mine. Is that it?
We always
more gray
that.
Matter.
All right. More gray matter from Facebook. Thank you, Dr. Ken, on Good Day.
Have a good one.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkin scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat.
Tell your neighbors on your diaphragm. It's so exciting.
Everybody's cool. It's Halloween.
Hi. Halloween music. It's the Chuck Curry Experience. He's our movie man. We start with movie music. This is Halloween. Danny Elfman from Nightmare Before Christmas, a movie from Halloween 1993. What do you remember about that flick, Chucker?
Well, it's still very popular. Disney usually re-releases it every year in 3D. Tim Burton produced it. He gets most of the credit, but was directed by a guy named Henry Selick. It's a pretty good movie.
Why do I remember Danny Elfman?
Half Christmas. It combines the two holidays, so it can be played either, you know.
Don't you remember Danny Elfman? Didn't he in Vegas, too?
He was what?
Danny Elfman was the lead singer of Boingo Boingo.
Boingo Boingo.
Wow.
There you go. He pulled that one right out of his butt, Richie.
He wound up being one of the most prolific movie scorers in the business. He did the great score for Tim Burton's 1989 Batman. It's a great score.
Here's Oingo Boingo, Doug. It's science. That song, Weird Science?
Yeah.
There you go. Oingo
All right.
Boingo. That's your
there
Oingo Boingo reference of the day.
Let's get to our movie of the day. The movie.
I'm impressed that I know all the stuff. Go ahead.
You're very impressive, Chucker. No question about it. Thank you for being here. We would not be able to do this without you.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, let's get to our movie of the day. Three clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 1998, a big Halloween movie. And the star is very recognizable. Chucker tells me there were three of these. Here's the first clue from the first movie.
There were things out tonight than vampires.
Like what?
Like me.
All right.
Okay.
Help you. Well, you all know because we were talking about it before.
Yeah,
normally,
you
I don't tell Richard.
You told me what it was. I would have gotten it from that anyway.
Good for you, Richard. Yeah. So smart. That gray matter once again.
Yes.
800-510-8255. Number to call. If you know what this movie is, here's clue two.
Vampire Anatomy 101. Ross is a running water. Don't do so. Forget what you've seen in the movies. You use a snake, silver, or sunlight.
He doesn't sound like him in this
I think
movie.
He does.
You do?
Okay. Yeah.
No, listen. You and I can disagree, Rich. Without being disagreeable.
I think, Doug, you're a little right because he's got right. fangs in his mouth.
Yeah, listen. I'm always right to a certain extent, as we all are. At some point in time, what's the old business about the clock is always right twice a day?
Sure.
Here's the last clue.
The world you live in is just a sugar-coated toffee. There is another world beneath it.
Now he sounds like him.
And if you want to survive it, you better learn to pull the trigger.
All right. So what's the name of the movie? For the prize. Never won before movie moments. Call us now at 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news after this on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Chucker, what's movie news day look like?
Yesterday we spoke about the Transformers franchise. Now it appears that Paramount will film Transformers 4 and 5 back-to-back. Shia LaBeouf, the star of the first three films in that series, will not return. This is interesting. Variety, the trade, reporting that Jason Statham, the star of the Transporter action films, being eyed as the new series lead, which is really interesting because his audience base is mostly an R-rated action base. The Transformers movies are well geared to young kids and teens. Yeah. So that's an interesting combination.
All right.
And one other bit of news. Filming has begun on The Last Stand, the first starring role of Arnold Schwarzenegger since Terminator 3 back in 2003. It's being described as a modern-day Western. It'll be out about a year from now.
What's it called?
The Last Stand.
And he plays...
He plays a border sheriff. Involved in some sort of conflict.
Yeah. Chuck, apparently Shia LaBeouf has an issue getting into bar fights because apparently he got into another one last night.
Yeah, there's some footage of him getting beat up pretty badly.
William in Palestine.
I beat up last week, so.
Good for you, Chucker. William's in Palestine, Texas. Hi, William.
How you doing, sir?
Well, sir, thank you for the call. What's the name of the movie?
Blade.
What's the star's name?
Wesley Snipes.
That's it. Wesley Snipes stars. He'd like to be doing these movies now instead of starring where he is behind.